Just before lunchtime on Tuesday, the rotunda in front of the House chambers is packed with women waving bright-colored posters. Pink Slip Tricky Rick and Stop the War on Women are a couple of the slogans they've written as messages to Republican Governor Rick Scott and the Republican-controlled Florida legislature.
We're here and we're paying attention to what's going on. We may not have a majority, but we're making note and we vote.
That's Samantha Hope Herring, a legislative liaison from the Democratic Women's Club of Bay County. She's holding a piece of purple poster board that she designed.
It has our message on it, obviously, women are watching. And then it has an arrow pointing to a machine gun that says, control this. And then another image that of a woman silhouette, and it says, not this. The message being, focus on, you know, regulating the things that are killing people, not women. We take direct offense to that.
Democratic Women's Club members from all over Florida are visiting on the day a House committee is workshopping a bill that would ratify the federal Equal Rights Amendment. The amendment would put into the U.S. Constitution that no state could discriminate based on gender. Representative Lori Berman, a Democrat from Boynton Beach, is sponsoring the bill.
We're going to push even harder, and next year, hopefully, we're going to get a vote and move Florida to be one of the three states that need to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment.
Since it was introduced decades ago, the amendment has been ratified by all but 15 state legislatures. Many legal scholars believe it would still be valid if three more states ratify it. There's some disagreement about whether it's past its expiration. Harriet Myers from Bay County says the country still very much needs this kind of amendment.
This would give us a lot more power to make it fair for men, too, because there are men coming along saying, I'm discriminated against because I'm a man. The way that ERA is written, it doesn't say women, it says on account of sex.
The future of the ERA may be in question, but another of Berman's bills, this one banning discrimination against pregnant women, unanimously passed a committee on Tuesday. A Senate version of the bill is also moving toward a floor vote. Berman talked about the pregnancy discrimination ban with the Democratic women.
It's sad that we need it, but we have to do this, and hopefully we'll get this done. But despite the good things that have happened there, we continue to be under assault here in this state.
Berman was followed by Florida Democratic Party Chairwoman Allison Tant. The women cheered loudly as she called for things like expanding Medicaid, reinstating the Sunday before elections as an early voting day, and opposing the so-called parent trigger, which would allow parents to convert failing public schools into charters. Representative Janet Cruz from Tampa also addressed the women.
In 1975, there was one woman in the Senate and 12 members of the House, for a total of only 8% of women representation in the Florida legislature.
Today, women make up 25% of Florida lawmakers, although they make up more than half of the state population. Of the women in the legislature, half are Democrats and half are Republicans.
We come from different parties, but we still have a common thread of bringing a unique perspective of a woman to a male-dominated Florida legislature.
Cruz asked the crowd to mentor young women and encourage them to get into public service. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.